Om Shanti. Good morning. Today is Magic of Blessing, 14 July 2018. Blessing is, may you be one with an elevated character and remain constantly powerful by finishing the burden of being disobedient in small ways. May you be one with an elevated character and remain constantly powerful by finishing the burden of being disobedient in small ways. You have the order to wake up at Amrit Vela, and so you get up and sit down. However, you are unable to achieve success with that method because the silence of sleep becomes mixed with that sweet silence. So Baba is saying, you have the order to wake up at Amrit Vela, and so you get up and sit down. However, you are unable to achieve success with that method because the silence of sleep becomes mixed with that sweet silence. Other point is, the Father's order is, do not cause sorrow for any soul and do not take any sorrow. Do not cause sorrow for any soul and do not take any sorrow. So you do not cause sorrow, but you do take sorrow. You do not get angry, but you do become bossy. Being disobedient in such small ways makes your mind heavy. So Baba is saying, now finish this and make your image of being one who is obedient. You will then be said to be a constantly powerful soul with an elevated character. So the first point here, Baba is saying, you have the order to wake up at Amrit Vela, and so you get up and sit down. However, you are unable to achieve success with that method because the silence of sleep becomes mixed with that sweet silence. So Baba is saying, we do get up at Amrit Vela, but we are doing it as our duty. We get up and we go and sit. And Baba is saying the silence of sleep becomes mixed with that sweet silence. So let's turn today. What are the causes of sleeping at Amrit Vela? What are the causes which lead to sleep at Amrit Vela? We all want to get up at Amrit Vela, but we see that sometimes we feel drowsy, we feel sleepy at Amrit Vela. So what are some of these causes? Why does this happen? No interest. Habit. Old habit. Okay, when we don't have any planning or we don't have any aim and we just go and sit down, we feel sleepy. Late sleep. If we are sleeping late at night and then we want to get up early in the morning, and if we don't complete our sleep cycle, then that causes sleepiness at Amrit Vela. Without any experience. Yeah, we are not experiencing anything. We are just sitting. Then we feel sleepy. Late night if we take heavy food. So food is one of the important thing which causes drowsiness at Amrit Vela. If something is very good in the dinner, so we eat more, then that causes sleepiness. Medicine. Some people are taking medicines for diseases. It's not that these are the causes, but medicine side effects cause sleepiness at Amrit Vela. Karmic account. Yes, so our entire day, how we spend our entire day, that tells us how our Amrit Vela is going to be. If we are in waste thoughts, if we are in negative thoughts, if we are not doing small drills during the daytime, if you are not remembering Baba during the daytime, if you are not churning knowledge during the daytime, then definitely our Amrit Vela is not going to be powerful. So the entire Amrit Vela is dependent on the entire day, how we spend. What else from backside? What are the causes of sleepiness at Amrit Vela? We don't. Okay, we don't know the entire process of meditation. We just go and sit. We don't know anything. This is for beginners mostly. What else?
We don't know the benefits what we are going to achieve.
It's a factor of pride.
So he's saying that if we don't know the importance of Amrit Vela, then we will feel sleepy in spite of all these reasons. So we will feel sleepy if we don't know the importance. The moment we know the importance, who is meeting us at Amrit Vela? It is Baba, it is God's meeting with me today morning. And if we have that remembrance in our mind, that whom I am going to meet today, then I won't feel sleepy. It happens, you know, Baba always gives example that if you want to go and meet the Prime Minister of India, then how you will go? If you want to meet your director, you want to meet your boss, then how you will go? So the same way is the meeting with Baba at Amrit Vela, and how we should go prepared. It's the same meeting with that beloved. If we love somebody and that person is going to meet me today, how I will go prepared, how I'll be happy, how I'll be enthusiastic to meet him. And if we have that thing in our mind, then we won't feel drowsy, then there will be enthusiasm. Okay, so the second question is how to make it more cheerful or more enthusiastic. Baba has told this, what you should think that you don't feel sleepy at Amrit Vela. Planning. First we should have planning. Day before only, at night, we should have planning that tomorrow morning at Amrit Vela, what I'm going to do. It's not that always I come and sit and I take drishti and I do some drills and Amrit Vela 45 minutes, 1 hour is over. When we want to sit for 1 hour, we should have that planning also. Last night preparation. Baba has given Shrimat to us that before sleeping, what is Shrimat? What is the Shrimat? Baba has told in Murlis that before sleeping, do not speak to anybody else. If you want to speak also, Baba has told that go out of the room. It is very important, speak and then come back and sleep. Do yoga. At least 15 minutes to half an hour before sleeping. Read something, read Murli, read Avyak Murli, then sleep. So whatever is our last thought, that becomes the next first thought for the coming morning. So preparation at night. What else? Suppose if we do all this and we have taken light meal, still we feel sleepy, we have interest in remembering Baba, but sometimes still we feel drowsy and sleepy. So what we should do, we should have some methods that if today I am feeling sleepy, what should I do? It doesn't happen every day with a Tivar Purusharthi, but some days it would happen that 3 days our Amrit Vela is good and on the fourth day we would feel slightly sleepy, but we want all the 7 days to be good. So we should have the planning for that. So we have churned before also that if you are feeling sleepy, change the place. Like if we are in Madhuban, we have so many places to sit. We have all four dhams. So we can sit either of the places. We can go to meditation hall. So you can divide your Amrit Vela into 10-15 minutes at each places. The other method is that if you are feeling drowsy, you can start some commentary and listen. So you can do commentary and then you can do yoga. This doesn't happen every day. Some of the days you can do. You can start some songs. You can hear songs, you know. Last few classes, when Dadiji is coming to take classes, she starts 7 to 7.30. She wants songs to be played. And on songs, we can do our yoga. Just remain stabilized in those words and then we can remember Baba. And then he's saying walking. You're feeling very sleepy. Then start walking. Start walking and doing Amrit Vela and drills. So that is one thing. So these are the some of the ways we don't feel sleepy at Amrit Vela. And the next point Baba is saying, the Father's order is, do not cause sorrow for any soul and do not take any sorrow. So you do not cause sorrow, but you do take sorrow. We follow this Shrimat that we are not going to give sorrow, we are not going to give pain to anybody, but sometimes we become like a sponge and we absorb sorrow. So Baba has told, no, so many times in the Murli, that if you, if somebody is giving you something which is bad, you don't accept it. So why do you accept those words, those pain from the other soul? So Baba is saying, do not cause sorrow, but you do take sorrow. So what we should do? If somebody is trying to give us sorrow, somebody is trying to give us pain, somebody is telling us something bad, somebody has insulted us in front of 10 people, or what we should do? Don't think about it. What we should remember, what points we should remember, that I don't take sorrow from that soul. Stain Swaman. What specific self-respect we should stain? Baba has told so many times that you are the happiest soul. You are the most powerful soul. You are the most elevated soul. So all these self-respect, when we keep on churning, then we won't come down from our stage. And we won't take that sorrow. What else? Okay, so one thing is to remember that that soul is behaving me with like this because some karmic account is settling. So it's becoming light. So that's what we can remember. Sri Baba says, you do not get angry, but you do become bossy. Baba has told these five vices that anger is also one. So we take care that we don't become angry. But then there are some of the ways where we start becoming bossy. So he's saying, you do not get angry, but you do become bossy. Being disobedient in such small ways makes your mind heavy. These are small, small sins we are doing throughout the day. So this we should take care. Now finish this and make your image of being one who is obedient. You will then be said to be a constantly powerful soul with an elevated character. So this is today's magic of listening. Om Shanti.